Blog Talk Radio.
Together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question of having the right perspective. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm happy that I can feel the vibration. We are working our vision so that we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on this journey known as life. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we open our program up for your audience participation, at which time We welcome your questions and your comments, and we encourage you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. This lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, not to hesitate to chime in at that time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series. I'm always excited about that because it gives me the opportunity to bring some rich empowerment to support you on your journey. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, laptops, desktops, tablets, what have you, ready to take and capture the richness of the nuggets and gems that will be shared, you better grab it. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, we're looking at the brighter side of adversity. The brighter side of adversity. You know, as I processed around today's installment of Motivational Mondays and a situation that my family and I are processing through, I thought, you know, what a perfect time to give some insight, to bring some hope to the airwaves around adversity. Why? Because the reality is that life is laced with issues, disappointments, hurts, stuff that happens, situations. You know, it's been stated that if you are not in the midst of a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're on your way to a storm. And that is so important because it speaks to the fact that we all deal with adversity at different levels. And the insight and wisdom that yours truly, Coach Adams, has gleaned is that it's so important to recognize and understand what is your perspective around what you may be facing, dealing with, and going through. And notice I said going through. You see, I don't know your issue, situation, circumstance, or challenge. I don't have to know your issue, situation, circumstance, or challenge. And the reason why I don't have to know it is because you don't know mine either. But what I know to be true is that life presents with it as a part of the journey, and it is a journey. Situations, issues, challenges, we're faced with various things that we have to navigate through. And so when you're looking at navigating on this journey known as life, you know, I think about back in the day, you had a map that told you how to get to your destination. You would map out where you were going. And on the map, you couldn't tell what the terrain was going to be, if you were going to run into traffic, if there was going to be a detour, any of these details that may happen along the way. You had a road closure or whatever the case may be. The map did not give you that indicator. Navigator is a little bit different in today's age in that it'll let you know that, hey, there's an accident up ahead, and it'll ask you, do you want to take an alternative route? So it reroutes you. But back in the map days, you didn't have that luxury. You would come up on a situation and realize, oh, I have a detour, there's a closure, there's an accident, or whatever the case may be. And you would have to re-navigate and find your way around that situation. Well, in today's age with technology, navigation is going to navigate you through. It's going to give you a course adjustment along the way. And so you sit back in the car and you let it tell you that it's recalibrating. It's redirecting you to another way in which you can get to that destination. Life is very much reflective of that, that we're on the journey. And if we just allow ourselves to stay in motion and movement despite the stuff, and that's the thing, despite the stuff, because sometimes life presents us with such issues that how we navigate through them, and that's why I said, do you have the right perspective? Do you have the right perspective? And, you know, I must be transparent and real with you to say Coach Adams is constantly battling and struggling, having this right perspective herself around life issues. None of us are exempt. I don't care what level you're at, what level you may have achieved. The reality is each and every one of us, when faced with situations, we deal with those forks in the road that we have to determine, will I go to the right or to the left of this fork? And so perspective is so key. You know, the reality is that in adversity, if we have the right perspective, it doesn't always end up in a way in which we may have anticipated, but there are distinct advantages that can come from life situations. You know, I think about my journey, for example, as an entrepreneur when I was in real estate finance. And when I was in real estate finance, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you know some of my story, bits and pieces. I'll share it here and there as I feel it relates to what I may be speaking about. And so tonight I share with you that when I was in real estate, I was going through a lot of adversity, but I realized that I was dealing with a lot of discomfort and disappointments and issues and frustrations because I was going against the flow of life. When I was in that industry, I was not doing what I was created to do. And so I was dealing with a lot of adversity, and my perspective was not the right perspective. I can say that now honestly and be transparent and take the mask off in retrospect, because I've grown in the wisdom of understanding that I wasn't in alignment. I was not fulfilling my assignment or my purpose. And there are often times on our journey when we are faced with frustrations and issues simply because we're not in alignment. You see, when I was in property management and real estate, I was a square peg fighting to fit in a round hole. Whenever you are trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, there's going to be friction. Why? Because that square peg was not designed to fit in that round hole. And so in essence, you're trying to force something to fit in a space that it was not designed for. And so for me, when I was in real estate and property management, that would have been the case for me because God had another plan. And I had to unlock that code. And now I'm on the other side. But it doesn't mean that life doesn't still present with it issues, difficulties, pain, struggles, frustrations, and challenges. But what I've grown to know to be true is having the right perspective really and truly makes a difference. You know, I often share that just because the sky is falling for someone else in the midst of adversity doesn't mean that the sky has to be falling for you. Because in adversity, there are certain advantages that adversity and a crisis can only bring. There's certain things that it'll bring out in you, that it'll reveal to you, that it will show you that until you're in that crisis or that situation, you will not know how you will handle those circumstances. And adversity is often a great opportunity for growth on our journey if we have the right perspective and if we view it as a great opportunity. Oftentimes what I've grown to realize is that without adversity, we won't necessarily have the advantages that the opportunity of adversity brings. And when you can realize that opportunity in an adversity presents, again, that opportunity to grow, it brings you insight, it brings you wisdom that you can only glean through those circumstances. For example, when I was in property management and real estate, I could not have gleaned the insight of being out of alignment and not fulfilling my purpose and assignment until I was in the pressure point of that. And it was that situation that caused me to go on an intense journey of discovery, and woohoo, who I am today is a direct result of that adversity. I would not be here sharing with you on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam had it not been for that situation, because it was through that situation, again, that I began to go on the journey of discovery. And so in the midst of that adversity, in the midst of such frustration, in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of all of the stuff, there was a brighter side to the adversity. I didn't know the significance of perspective back then. I mean, I made this connection back in 89 or thereabouts. And so I didn't have the wisdom and the insight that I now glean to have that I am sharing with you today to support you on your journey. Remember, I said it's been stated, if you're not in the midst of a storm, you are coming out of a storm, or you're getting ready to go into a storm, because issues and circumstances and challenges, storms, quote unquote, are part of the journey known as life. So wherever you are on your journey, you can glean from what we're talking about today. Because if your perspective is not the right perspective, there's some insight for you to glean. It's not about the circumstances, but rather what do the circumstances reveal to us? You see, in the midst of property management and real estate, the circumstances revealed that I was out of alignment, that I was trying to be a square peg fitting in a round hole. And Peg was constantly going to have friction trying to fit into that round hole. Why? Because it was out of alignment with its assignment. And so I don't know what your situation is, your circumstance, but what I can say is good things can come out of bad things if we have the right perspective. And so the question raises, do you have the right perspective? How are you viewing the situations that you may be dealing with? How are you viewing the situations you may have just come through? How will you handle the situations that you will be facing tomorrow, next week, a month from now? Our recovery time in a situation is so key. You know, I often share that something that may have taken you 6 months to recover, as we grow on our journey, that 6 months should minimize to 3 to 1 to 3 weeks, 2 weeks, a week, days, hours, because we're growing in understanding how do I make a shift in the midst of the circumstances. Because how we see things really and truly is going to determine how will I navigate through things. Again, how you see things is going to determine how you navigate through things. We're looking at the brighter side of adversity. And so that brighter side of adversity is your perspective, your point of view, how you are viewing the situation. Are you viewing the situations that you may be facing as a great opportunity to level up? Are you viewing the situations as a great opportunity to grow to the next level, to gain wisdom, insight in the midst of, to try something new and different? Whatever the case may be, I want to challenge you right where you are. If you're dealing with adversity or just coming out of a situation, a crisis, I want you to step back and reflect. Gain the insight and wisdom that will give you what you need to be fueled to the next level. Use it to your advantage. Gain the wisdom and insight needed to move to another level, to become better from the circumstances, to learn greater insight about you. You know, so often we're busy on our journey and we're pointing the finger at other people. But I am learning that any situation, it's about what is that revealing about you. I want to give you a thought to consider. What are you tolerating? Because oftentimes at the root of some of our adversity are those things that we're tolerating. And those things that we are tolerating, if we don't deal with them, we begin to accept them. And if you're accepting things that go against the grain of who you are until you make a shift, guess what? You're going to be feeling frustrated. And all of what we're talking about today, this in turn is going to affect your journey and how you're navigating associated with purpose. Because my heart for each and every one of you listening in, and I may not know who you are personally, but what I do know to be true is all of us, each and every one of us, we've been created for assignment. And until we fulfill that assignment, until we're on the journey of that, we're going to feel frustration. I know when I was in real estate and property management, boy, was I frustrated. I was frustrated because, as I stated before, and I want to make sure you get this illustration and you determine, Coach Adams, is this me? Am I that square peg trying to fit into a round hole? And that's why I'm feeling stuck, and that's why I'm feeling frustrated, and that's why I'm feeling whatever I may be feeling. Has it been brought on by my choices and my decisions? I'm intentionally pausing to give you those opportunities to really process, to really evaluate where you are, because I want to support you in being equipped to move to the next level. Why? Because our responses on the circumstances that we're facing is so key. And our responses is based on how we see things, our point of view. So what is your point of view around what you're dealing with? Is it, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, the sky is falling, and life is just horrible, and you know, it's so unfair, and I'm such a victim, Now, please understand the heart of Coach Adams. I am not in any way minimizing what you may be facing, what you may be dealing with in this very moment. I'm not minimizing that. Everyone, as I stated at the open, life is laced with issues, circumstances, challenges, stuff at every turn. No one is exempt. I don't care what level of success you've achieved. everyone still has to face and deal with issues, circumstances, and stuff. That's clearly evident when you have individuals that have all of the trappings of life, the wealth and the influence and all of that, but yet they still feel hopeless and commit suicide. So clearly, it doesn't matter what level you are at. Challenges affect everyone. And the key is, how do you handle the challenges? What is your perspective around the challenges? And that's what I really want you to process around and get. You know, if you were walking up to the edge of a cliff, and as you're walking up to the edge of this cliff, you don't know what's on the other side of that cliff. And you're walking up this cliff with great fear and hesitation and reservation because you don't know what's to come, what's on the other side. And you're shaking, your knees are shaking, but you're continuing to go forward to see what is at the edge. In our minds, oftentimes, we assume that what's at the edge of that cliff is doom and gloom. Truly, we assume that. Automatically, we assume that. I'm sure when I started to paint the picture, you could hear the music, the, you know, doom and gloom music from the theater. I'm laughing because the music, you know, dun, 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 you know, this doom and gloom. But what if I told you that on the other side of that cliff was this beautiful, tropical, clear body of water? It is this aqua green, and it's looking so refreshing, and it's awaiting you to jump in, and the water is warm and refreshing. The sea life, you can see them at the bottom. You wouldn't expect or anticipate that because automatically we think the doom and gloom. Now, the reason why I share that is, remember, our perspective is key. Are you going into situations feeling hopeless instead of embracing that there's hope on the other side? If you're going in feeling like the situation is hopeless, guess what? It is the dun, dun, dun. But there's always hope. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Because adversity will make you see things from a different point of view if you embrace it. And it challenges us. Adversity in situations challenge us to do things in a different way, to approach things in a different way. And that's what I want to share with you today. Whatever your vision is, whatever the goals are that you desire to achieve, whatever the dream is that you are fighting to live out, if you don't make a shift in where you are and how you perceive things, your perspective around things, you will not be successful at closing that gap. You know, I mentioned driving the car and the navigation. You know that you desire to go to a specific destination. And just because there's a roadblock, are you going to just stop midway, or will you continue to press through? Just because there's a street closure, is that going to stop you, or are you going to figure out, how do I navigate around this issue, this challenge, this situation? You know, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Waze app. It's very interesting because you can know where you're going and it'll start getting you off the freeway and taking you in all these different ways. And you really have to trust the journey and the course of Waze to know that it's trying to navigate you around those issues and circumstances, the traffic, the accidents, the, you know, whatever the case may be. But if you continue on the journey, and that is truly what I want to encourage you to do today, to continue the journey. Because if you continue the journey, you're going to be able to embrace the brighter side of adversity, the brighter side. Because when you get on the other side, it's going to be brighter. After every storm, if you look for it, you will see a rainbow. But we have to go through the storm first. Remember, I said at the top of this time, and I'm repeating it with intentionality, that if you're not in the storm, woohoo, that is so great. But I anticipate that if you're not currently in the storm, you may have just come out of a storm and you're excited to be on the other side, but you made it on the other side. So if you're not in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, maybe your story is you're on the way to the storm and you need to know that going into whatever the situations may be that are efforting to prevent you to your vision, from achieving your goals and from living your dreams, that your point of view is so key. Your perspective around the circumstances is so key. Do you have a healthy perspective? Do you have a hopeful perspective? Or do you hear and see dun, 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 the doom and gloom? And yes, again, I'm processing with you and pausing with intentionality. Evaluate where you are. Locate where you are on the journey. And recognize that from the right perspective, adversity, it may challenge me to stretch out of my comfort zone and take risks and do things in a way that I would not normally do because I'm in the pressure point of the adversity. It's natural for each and every one of us to want to stay in our comfort zone. We don't like to be stirred up, but challenges will stir us up. It stretches us. It allows us to face, I have to do something in the midst of this storm. Whenever the adversity comes, whenever the crisis, the situation that we may be dealing with, it's a stretch out of our comfort zone. But the only way that we move to another level is to allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. If you want to lose weight, guess what? You got to stretch out of your comfort zone of not eating the right foods, not having the movement, drinking more water, whatever it may be. If you want to earn more money, you have to stretch out of your comfort zone. Maybe now is the time for you to start your own business, to finally take on that entrepreneurial endeavor that you've been putting off constantly because you've gotten in your comfort zone. You know, 2020 stretched all of us out of our comfort zone with, and we're obviously coming out of, but we are still dealing with the effects of such a shaking that stretched us all out of our comfort zone. What is it that you did with that? What was your perspective around it? Have you taken on something new? Did you accomplish something in the season? If you haven't, it's not too late. Why? Because you're still here. You're tuned in. You're listening to Motivational Mondays, understanding that your perspective is so key. So will you make a shift in how you're viewing things? Again, it's not doom and gloom. Dun, dun, dun. No. Just because you see a cliff ahead of you doesn't mean that it's doom and gloom. As I stated earlier, it could be this beautiful, aqua, clear, tropical body of water that's saying, jump in, I'm warm and inviting. Take a dip. Enjoy. But automatically, we go to that place of negativity. And so this brighter side of adversity, it challenges us from a different point of view, from a different perspective. You know, for those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, you know that I'm a believer, and so God's word is my foundation. Now, that doesn't have to be the case for you. That's just my truth. And so for me, I know that in the midst of whatever I may be dealing with, there is always hope because of who my God is. My God is one of hope, so I'm always filled with hope. But it's not always easy when you're in the midst of a storm, a crisis, a situation, to see the hope. But I trust that I'm going to get on the other side, that there is a brighter side to the situation, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that there is some wisdom to be gained, that there is some growth for me to embrace. I mean, life is about constantly growing. And so when you go through situations, you learn that, hey, what can I, as we pause and reflect, though, you learn, what insight can I get from this situation? How can this situation make me better? And not just better for me, the person, but better for the assignment, the purpose that I've been created for. And so I want to challenge you today to know that you may be in the midst of a press. You may be coming out of a press. You may be going into a press. Whatever your situation is, it's natural to want to stay in our comfort zone. I'm guilty. Hand is raised. I'm at the front of the line. It's very natural. But in order to grow to the next level, in order to get on the other side, we have to stay on the journey, and we have to press through. You know, when a woman is giving birth naturally to a baby, and she's in the midst of all of that pain and discomfort and that press, she can't just quit and say, oh, it's too hard, I quit. No, if she does, guess what? Not only will her life be in jeopardy, but the life of the baby will be in jeopardy that she's carrying. And so when I'm speaking and giving the illustration of natural childbirth, I liken that to the vision that has been given to you. I liken that to the goals that you want to achieve. I liken that to the dreams that you want to live out. That if you grow in the routine and the habit of quitting, you'll never get there. And so for each and every one of us, we have to increase our capacity to press beyond the circumstances, beyond the situations of issues and challenge. We have to press. And I often am reminded of, and I think about, a quote by Albert Einstein: in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. And so what is the opportunity that you're faced with in the midst of this adversity that you're dealing with? Think about that. That now lifts you beyond the circumstances of the moment, and it helps to allow you to see above the cloud of the stuff, the issues, the challenges that you may be facing. I want to encourage you, you will make it on the other side if you continue on the journey. In the car, navigation, you'll make it to the destination if you keep driving. Well, if you stop driving, guess what? You're not going to get there. You can want to get there all day long, but if you stop driving, guess what? You won't make it. But if you stay on the journey, stay the course. Okay, maybe you might have to detour a little bit here and there, but that's a part of the journey known as life. But continue the journey. Continue to process through. You may have difficult days. You may. I understand. Challenges happen. You're not alone. But the key is your perspective, and how do you process through the issues? Are you quitting? every turn you get, you quit. And so you don't even know if you have the capacity to complete something because you've grown in the natural response of constantly quitting. You know, I often think about, I had this opportunity early on in my tenure, as many of you know that are regular listeners, that I am the Global Master Trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's Boss Masters Program. And in my capacity, one of the areas in which early on I was responsible for was the seminar and the seminar manuals. And I remember my first seminar. Oh, my gosh, I had so many issues and challenges with that file. It was a nightmare. But the one thing that I knew is that I could not quit. Quitting was not an option. I knew that going in. And even though I didn't think I had the capacity in me to press through all of the circumstances, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, but it's just a workbook. Yes, but it was a Murphy's Law kind of a thing. You've heard of Murphy's Law, that everything that could go wrong was going wrong. And my instinct would have been to quit and to stay in my comfort zone because this is too much. I can't. That would have been my natural instinct. But had I not had it in my mind that quitting was not an option, I wouldn't have known the capacity of press that I had in me. For some of you listening in, you just need to complete something. Even if it becomes difficult, you need to just complete it. You've been practicing. Your daily practice is quitting, and so you've grown in the comfort zone of, if it doesn't work, it gets too hard, if I knock once, I'll just quit. At any little turn, you're just quitting. But when you recognize and you make it up in your mind that quitting is not an option, you will press, you will fight, you will kick in the midst of the storms, and you will get on the other side. See, quitting is not an option, is a perspective. Make it up in your mind that your vision that has been given to you, it's worth you not quitting. It may be difficult right now. The goals you desire to achieve, I had to talk myself through today. I've been on a health and wellness journey, and I'm like, don't quit. I didn't feel like getting up and walking this morning. I'm telling you, I was comfortable in my comfort zone. I wanted to roll over and stay in the bed. And it would have been easy for me to do that. And I would have been able to justify it because this is a reality. We can justify anything. Oh, my back was a little sore and or whatever it may be. Boy, we can, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too whatever. We can justify anything. But I had to make up make a decision to say, no, I'm pressing through. I'm fighting to get on the other side. I will stay consistent. You know, I've been guilty on my journey at different stages of being consistently inconsistent. So that is that I know I have to battle to get on the other side of things. I got to keep pressing through. You know, I think about that I'm a co-author, a part of the Change book number 14, breakout chapter on the power of words. I had never written anything that was published. And the opportunity presented itself, and there were moments when I wanted to say, no, I can't do it, it's too hard. But I pressed through. And now every time I look at that book, it encourages me. And I'm like, wow, I'm published. How about that? When I look at where I am on my journey, I think about how Motivational Monday started. For those of you who have only been listening in lately, you don't know. Motivational Mondays was on another network initially. and things shifted with the other network, and I had to make a decision. Will I fight to keep the baby alive, meaning the vision, or will I just quit because of the adversity? And I made the decision, hey, let me look into how can I keep the vision alive? And so for many of you, I'm sharing these details with you because I want you to know you're where you are, and you just simply have to figure out how do I do things in a different way to get on the other side. Again, maybe it's the navigation system that a road has been closed. You got a detour, but you're fighting to get to your destination. Don't stop fighting to get to the destination. Now, I want to share with you, I have not yet arrived. I'm still in process. I'm still on the journey. But I'm gleaning the wisdom and the insight of the circumstances that I've grown through. And that's what I want you to understand. The brighter side of adversity is that we're growing through. We get greater insight and wisdom on the other side of the issues, the struggles, the pain, the disappointments, the hurt, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Knowing that on the other side, if I simply don't quit, I don't even know what reward is waiting me. Like, again, now when I look at this book, I'm like, woohoo. It's encouraging me to say, hey, there's more in you. You can do it. You can do more. There's greater things that you can achieve. But it took pressing through that. The Motivational Mondays, pressing through the adversity and getting on my own network. And now nobody can pull the plug other than me because I made that decision for the sake of fighting to keep the vision alive, vibrant, and going. And now I can look back almost, not quite, but almost 7 years later, being on the airwaves, bringing motivation and empowerment regularly to you every Monday, for the exception of holidays. But on a regular basis, I'm right here for you, faithfully, staying consistent. You may be listening in or not, but I'm right here for you. But that is because my mindset is quitting is not an option. If I take a down day, it's intentional. I'm doing it for a specific reason, but I'm committed to the fullness of the vision. And even with the adversities, today I was struggling. Just letting you know, my family suffered a loss a couple of days ago, and I was kind of struggling on, oh, what's the message? And but I said, you know what? I'm committed to the vision. You see, when the vision is clear, that helps to clear the clouds and the mirage of the stuff. When your vision is clear, opportunity to open our lines up to you, our global listening audience. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We'd love to hear from you. What are you taking away from what you heard today? Do you have a question? Are you dealing with a challenge and you need some coaching? Your resident empowerment coach is in session for you. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The lines are open. Would love to hear from you. And I want to thank you so much, our global listening audience, for tuning in with us today. You know, I don't know about you, but I've gotten such a great richness in our Shape Up series and the brighter side of adversity. You know, it was so needful for me to be reminded of what I shared with you. You know, so often we can have insight and wisdom, but we're not applying it to our everyday living. And so for me, this lifestyle of continuous growth, being committed on the journey. You know, I have a dear friend that she'll get into this spiral down in this deep place, and she can really go there and just kind of, you know, go underground. And I told her one day, I said, I don't have that luxury, quote unquote, to just go there because I have so many responsibilities and hats that I wear and all of this. I can't just go there. I have to figure out how to continue to, let me continue to fight through the situation. And so I want to encourage you to fight through, because what's on the other side, ooh, I must tell you, it's far greater than where you are, and it is so rewarding when you press through and get on the other side. You know, it's like that football player that gets into the zone and makes the touchdown. You know, my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, often share my mentor coach, Al Hollingsworth, used to play football, and he shares that a story that I love about one of his teammates, and that particular teammate, you know, would hold on while everybody else quit. He had that extra in him. And that story stands out for me because that would be the individual that makes the touchdown, the person who has that extra fire to fight. I may be chopping the story up a little bit, but I think you get the point of the matter. Do you have that fight in you to press to get on the other side of the adversity and view things with the right perspective, knowing that on the other side, there's light at the end of the tunnel, that on the other side, there is hope, but you won't get to it if you quit. And that's the thing that I want you to recognize, that if you quit, you won't get there. It reminds me so often of my cute little book that I reference of Sniff and Scurry, Who Moved My Cheese, a little parable about the little mice in the maze and dealing with change. One is afraid to embrace change. They're stuck in the fear of the adversity of change. And the other says, oh, I may be afraid, but I'm going to make it on the other side. You know, I posted just last week that courage is one step ahead of fear. Just one step. If you can just step out courageously, fear may still be there, but you are using that energy to fuel you forward versus allowing it to cause you to get paralyzed and stuck. And so one of the little mice, he goes on to a new vibrant journey. The other one dies because he's afraid to be stretched out of his comfort zone. And remember, we said that it's natural that we want to stay in our comfort zone. But when you stay in your comfort zone, like the little mouse, you can die in your comfort zone. Maybe not literally, but figuratively. You're dying. Your vision is not living. Your dreams are not living. And so, therefore, you are simply existing. You're not living the vibrancy of life. You're just existing. And know that if you still have life in your body, and clearly you do, you're listening in to Motivational Mondays today, there is still purpose in you. And if you haven't made that connection, then go on the journey of discovery and figure that out. And if you have and you've gotten stuck in your comfort zone, make a decision today to take a risk, to do something that stretches and challenges you to move to the next level. Maybe you're in the midst of that storm. Look beyond the storm. Fight to see the rainbow. See things from a different perspective, a different point of view, and allow that to fuel you, knowing that there's hope on the other side. Make a shift, a paradigm shift in the way that you're thinking, that quitting is not an option. Even when things get tough, quitting is not an option. You know, I think of that fighter going into the ring. He goes in with his mindset of, I am going to knock my opponent out. That's the mindset. Are you approaching life daily from the point of view of, I'm going to knock life out, I'm going to give it my best shot? Or are you just lackluster about life? Where are you today? I encourage you. You may need to make a game-changing play. You may need support on your journey. Guess what? I know a great coach. I do. Her name is Coach Adams, and she has a full circle of empowerment that's available for you. You may need to make the connection with my winner's circle and receive one full year of coaching for just $4.99 in a group setting. Maybe one-on-one coaching is a better fit for you. Maybe my next mastermind, which is starting on this Thursday, Becoming a Person of Influence, is what you need. Whatever it is, make that connection with our team. Know that you're not on this island all by yourself. Support is available, but it requires for you to do things differently if you want different results. You know, insanity has been stated that it is doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again, but yet expecting different results. It's like that little hamster on the hamster wheel, just going through the motions on the wheel. Don't lose focus on your goal. Determine what are you willing to do differently to get different results, to get greater results, to live your dreams. And having the right bulls that are circling the wagons around you is a game changer. It really is. And I want you to know I would love to be on your dream team. I would love to support you on your journey. And now is the perfect time for a winning partnership to support you in overcoming life's hurdles, situations, the challenges, the adversity, by having the right support that can assist you with maintaining the right perspective. Give our team a call. They're standing by at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. It's that time in which we're closing out today's installment. If you're not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group. We welcome. Everyone is welcome, so we invite you to just say, hey, I want to be a member. Again, it is an open group. We can continue the dialogue. You can ask questions. You can give show recommendations and recommendations for guests. Interact and engage with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. I want you to know that I am committed to assisting 100 individuals in this year of 2020 with the fulfillment of their goals and their dreams and achieving their vision. And if you want to be one of those individuals, give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. That's all that we have time for today. I thank you tuning in. What an honor to share with you on the airwaves today. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.